Hey guys, welcome to the dashboard. Welcome to this new website, new experience that we're giving you. I want to highlight something really important today about you being the solution. Okay, but before I get to that, I do want to thank Zach Hazel for all the hard work he's been putting in. He's really partnered strong with me to take the website across the finish line and all that. It's a lot of work that goes into that stuff. So we're going to continue to make that better and polish it. And we're even working on an app that we're going to deploy sometime down the road. But I want to talk to you about this, be the solution. Okay. We got this guy, Twitch, I believe his name is, who committed suicide a couple days ago. I didn't really know who he was. I learned about him more after his death than I knew about him. I wasn't up on pop culture or whatever. And my kids, my wife knew who he was. I guess he was on Dancing with the Stars, that kind of stuff. But, you know, you look on his TikTok, you look on all the fun stuff. He always had a smile on his face. He always seemed pretty well built, and you never would think that he'd be isolated enough to take his own life. And I learned just in the last few days, I didn't really know these stats, but men are 4 times more highly to end their lives than females. There more and more and more, guys, I'm hearing this thing about masculine loneliness. That's like a term now. And it's like its own category, right? Of like language. And so, man, you know, I got to share a quick story with you, right? So I met a guy named Tim in Alabama over Thanksgiving. He was just in a gas station. I didn't know him. I had a Gray Sops hoodie on, and he comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, what's up with the Gray Sops?" This is after I got in my car. So he follows me over to my car and he's like, "What's this?" And we just told him a little bit about what it was. And he thought it was pretty cool. He did 3 years in prison. So he's trying to rebuild his life. And we're, you know what I want for Tim? I want a culture that draws men in all across the country. That's what we're going to see happen in Gray Sops. But one of the things we expect of our members now, one of the things we expect of you, is that you're engaged in building community. That's what this whole membership is called, build community. We want you to be the solution to masculine loneliness. It sounds kind of weird to even say out of my mouth, but it's a thing. And we don't need more men to be islands unto themselves because, you may not end your life, but you know what? The enemy's going to be taking all kinds of shots at you. You're going to have all kinds of darkness that has a lot higher odds of dominating you. You know, recently I heard a powerful message about Cain and how God was talking about how sin desires to have you. Sin is actually crouching at your door, but you must master it, you know? And so one of the ways that we master the desires of this world and the sin that's crouching at our door, one of the ways we master this is we gotta have strong friends. And so we've decided in the Grace Ops culture and we're going to get this all structured over the next month or two. But as new members come in and as all of our current members get activated into the new website and the new membership, we're going to have onboarding calls. You've probably already had it if you've been watching this video. And we're going to start building clusters. So we're going to put you in groups of 2 to 3 men. And we are going to ask you to connect once a week, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, on little video calls. One of the things I want to give the world, I want to give the world a solution. And I want all of us to be that solution. I want to give the world a solution of solving the problem of masculine loneliness. I want to be able to look at the Tim at the gas station in Alabama and go, "Hey, come on into this membership, man, and we're going to take care of you. We've got a group of men that right now got your back, right? We'll get you into a cluster group and we'll get you taken care of." And I want to be able to invite the world into this kingdom expression, because, you know, that's one thing that Grace Ops is going to leverage. We're going to leverage the fact that we build community, that we build value, we build character and virtue into these men's lives. So now you'll notice in the membership, we've got what we expect of you. We've got shared goals. You should love that list. That's a fun list, right? And we've got our shared values, our 5-star charge values. So we're not just, we don't want to just be a membership or a culture of men that produces good content that, you know, quite frankly, maybe you never even log into your dashboard to see. But one of the expectations now is that you're going to be an active member. You're going to be in your dashboard. You're going to be on the monthly calls. And you're going to be engaged in building community. Hey, you know what? Deep down, it's what we all want, right? So now we've got to have the courage and to actually, our values is to be men of valor. We got to be men of valor to actually go build this out and live it out now. Let's go solve the world's problems together. So I'm asking you to be the solution to a deep, deep problem in our society today. Masculinity is under attack. We don't talk about it a whole lot, but it is under attack. Men are more and more lonely, more and more isolated, and are 4 times higher to end their lives. So please, none of us are perfect. I've got junk. Dude, even going into making this video, I'm like, man, what am I going to say to these guys? I don't have it all together. And that's the point. We are together, and none of us are perfect. And we say it all the time, it's not about perfection, it's about pursuit. So please press in, dig into these videos. Take this video I'm making for you right now as a challenge and as a charge to be part of the solution that this world needs.